The transformation of consciousness that is happening to each one of you is that kind of death, but it is not the physical death. It's the death of what I call the me, or what in some spiritual traditions is called the self, which is a mind-made sense of self that is dissolving. So really, why we are here is to undergo that death voluntarily. Well, partly voluntarily. Because if you hadn't gone through great suffering already due to being trapped in a mental image of me, which is a suffering sense of self, a sense of self that is unhappy a lot of the time. So you've been trapped in a suffering sense of self, and the suffering has become so acute that something within you said, this is too much, there must be something else. I can't go on like this. I'm saying this because that happened to me. So, it looks as if you had chosen to come here, and that's fine, that's one perspective on it. But really, you were driven here because you want to die. You want to die that death of the self, the little me in the head, because that's not who you are. Now, the little me doesn't want to die. So there are two movements inside you. One is the movement towards liberation. And it's a very strong and increasingly powerful movement to become free of that. Something far vaster is emerging in you. Even the heaviest and most dramatic story of me than even the heaviest me could be, that thinks, oh, I'm so heavy, nothing. You can sometimes see people, you say, well, there's no chance that they would ever become liberated in this lifetime if you look at the heaviness of their drama and their total identification with the drama of me. But you might be wrong, because very often the most unlikely people suddenly step beyond. And perhaps the monk who's been practicing meditation for 30 years hasn't stepped quite beyond yet. There's still a me and mental image of me as the spiritual one. And there might be a criminal here in a prison cell whose sense of mentally made sense of self suddenly dissolves. And what emerges is great joy, aliveness, and peace, and a state of connectedness with being, a vastness which is not separate from you, is one with who you are, can only be expressed in paradox. It is you and yet much greater than you. So we are here to connect with that vastness that lies underneath the storyline of me. And we are allowing the story of me to come to an end. Your sense of identity is no longer derived from the content of your mind. Whatever thoughts go through your mind, you are no longer a thought-based entity. Thoughts still happen, but thoughts don't give you an identity anymore. Then thought is not problematic. The continuous stream of thinking is only problematic because your sense of self is trapped in it. That makes life extremely problematic, and every thought tells you how problematic your life is. I'm not complete. I need, I want, I must have. Where is it? To complete myself, I'm looking for myself. I want to add something to the content of me. It might be acquisition, it might be material things, it might be relationships, or it may be in higher developed humans, knowledge. It is still the search. Nothing wrong with knowledge, but here we are speaking of the self-seeking through knowledge, to seek a stronger sense of me through knowledge. And we've all met people whose sense of self is primarily identified with all their knowledge. People, if you go to universities, you meet many of them. I was there. In other places, the content that primarily gives you an identity might be appearance. It could be anything. It is amazing what that sense of self can use and does use to strengthen itself. From the smallest to the biggest, it's just like an animal, maybe a pig, that will eat almost anything and absorb it, and that's me. And it's not anything, even a miserable experience can be added to my basket of miserable experiences. And when my sense of self is predominantly unhappy, as is the case with many, with others it's half-half, happy, unhappy, happy, unhappy. In others, it's predominantly unhappy, and they're telling everybody or themselves in their head their unhappy story and how they're trying to get out of it. For years, they've been trying to get out of their unhappy story of me. But their primary sense of self, the content with which they are identified in the mind and in the emotional field, mental-emotional content, is misery. So when that is the case, what they're looking for to strengthen their sense of self is a further piece of misery, because other things wouldn't fit in that basket. They would not be compatible with all these things that are in the basket. If it's predominantly misery, I'm looking for more misery, and myself gets even stronger. A more miserable self. But the ego loves that. That ego feels stronger in that. So the world is full of people who are looking for further unhappy experiences, mad as it might seem, to strengthen their sense of self. You can sense it when you have certain sensitivity and presence, when you meet someone who has a very heavy sense of self that is predominantly identified with misery. And that of course the pain body comes in there, which we may address a little bit later. It wants more of that. It will use anything to strengthen itself. The tiniest things, you all know these things, that everybody does it seems. Things, name dropping, and that's just a tiny example of, I want to add something to who I am. Or I spoke to such and such, that famous man, the other day. Whether it's true or not, in many cases it's not true. Why is that? Because they want to add a bit more content to, maybe I can become a bit bigger. It's all a search for yourself. And it's a never-ending search on that level. And then you might come, when you go beyond name-dropping and go beyond deriving your sense of identity from your car, perhaps all of you have gone beyond that, well, some, then you may come to, the search may continue on another level. The search continues then on the spiritual level, which is also a search for acquisition to add to the sense of who I am. It could be in the form of greater knowledge. I want to understand the universe. What's it all about? The mystery. And I want to, and then image forms of me, the one who's gone beyond material things, the spiritual one. And you've all met people who are. And it happens so easily, because that tendency of image making and of needing to add to the content of me is so strong. Even seeking for answers means I want to add more content. There's nothing wrong with investigating or examining, but I'm speaking here now of doing that in the service of a self, to derive a greater self from that. And that's the delusion. So everyone is trapped in that seeking for a deeper, greater, stronger me, sense of self. It's never enough. It's definitely who you are now, your story will tell you, who you are now is not enough. The basket isn't full yet, or what it contains isn't good enough. I need to add better things to my basket, other things. And so I need the future. Without the future, I cannot be myself, is the delusion. I can only complete my sense of identity through having more future, enough future. Please give me more future so that I can know myself. Please give me time so that I can know myself. That is the mind pattern. Because for everything else you need time. Please give me time to make money. You need some time. Please give me time to learn a language. Give me time to find a mate. Give me time to make a cake. Everything requires time. And on that level, it's fine. You need it. Of course you need time for all those things. But then, if you then step into knowing who you are, give me time to know who I am, is the delusion. That's the beginning of the delusion, that you need time to find yourself. And when that is the delusion, your whole life then, all once the delusion that you need time to find yourself is firmly established, and it happens quickly, then all further activities, all further action, all further thought, all further aims are colored and distorted by that delusion. And so they're all an expression of the delusion of needing to find yourself. All the desires and fears that dominate a person's life, that provide the motivating power behind what people do, the desires and fears, the basis for that is that mentally made sense of self. It fears that it may never become complete, or it might lose the little it has, and it desires more content in whatever form, some form, some content. That's why spiritual traditions speak of desire. Let go of desire. But I'm not saying let go of desire. Let's leave that for a while. Just look at desire. Why make another problem and say you should let go of desire? Just look at it and see how it operates. So there's, and then you have what operates on the personal level, operates collectively. So that personalized sense of me that isn't complete and fulfilled and needs something, never happy with what is, it's not enough. Never happy with this moment, it's not enough, not good enough. The me is not complete. Always at odds with something or someone, which it likes, because then it feels, I know more who I am when I'm at odds with something or someone than when I'm at peace. It doesn't like peace. It likes to be in conflict in one way or another, because then the me gets stronger in any kind of conflict or opposition. That's the contracted state of me.